You're really welcome to this month's topic, A Journey of Self-Discovery. So every month I always sit down and think about the topic that I'm going to cover for that month. And generally I'll have lots of ideas of what I'm going to do. So this month was no different. But as I was reading through everything, I took my pen and I wrote down, take them on a journey, and had this little squiggly line underneath. And I thought to myself, how can I take you on a journey? So 2 months ago when we did our ancestral healing topic, that really took you on a very deep path to discover, you know, your family dynamic, your role within your family, why things have happened to you in your life that perhaps have been passed down from other generations, and also just understanding yourself a little bit more and where you've come from. And I found in that month that you really got some very deep insights and had some really heightened awareness around all of this. And the reason why that's helpful is because as you go through your life, you understand yourself more, you understand, you know, the path in which you're on for a particular reason. And I wanted to do something that was very similar to that this month, not ancestral healing or anything to do with your family, but to take you on another path to start to connect in with yourself a bit more. You know, as a member of It's Time For Me, we do lots of different things over the course of the month. Some topics are really light and nearly surface level. Last month was one of those, just about re-energizing yourself, looking at where you're at in yourself and how far you've come and what you want to do to keep your momentum going, setting your goals. But for us to really stay connected to ourselves in times of busyness and in times of stress, we have to know ourselves. We have to know why we're here, what our purpose is, and keep as much as we can in connection with that. We're not always going to be in connection with what our purpose is or what we're here to do, but having an understanding of that, and more importantly, remembering that, can be helpful to get you through those difficult places in your life, and also to enhance those great places that you go to in your life and the good experiences that you do have. So you'll see above, I've divided our month into 4 weeks. So I normally don't divide our month up at all. We just do the month as it is and I send the teaching. So you're going to get 2 teachings every week, the same as normal, but we're going to be covering a different topic every week. So the first week is going to be looking at discovering your purpose, who you are, who you came here to be, and what you came here to do. We all have a reason that we're here. We all have a purpose in terms of what we've come here to create, to achieve, and to do in our life. And also we have to look at who we choose to be in this moment, or who we would like to be, how we would like to experience our life in general. In our second week, we're going to look at some of the difficulties and challenges that you've had that have actually made you stronger and have led to your greatest healing. I know myself over this past year, with some of the very difficult situations that I've had to deal with, that it has led to some of my greatest healing moments, and it's actually led to some fantastic changes as well. And one of the reasons that has happened is because I've tapped into my personal creativity, which is what we're going to be talking about in week 3. And I wrote there, yes, you are creative. Because sometimes we think of creative as like, oh, we're able to draw really well, or we're able to like play music really well or something, or like artistic. It's not that at all. Your creativity is the place in your, actually for women, it's in your ovaries, or the space of your, where your ovaries are. Your creativity is what you can tap into to actually make things happen for yourself. That space within you that has like a fire burning, that in your belly you have this fire burning. So for some people it could be through art, for some people it could be through, you know, being a parent. There's so many different ways that we actually have personal creativity. So I want to help you to become aware of the creativity that you have within yourself, the fire that's burning in your stomach or in your belly that wants to do things, and how that creativity can actually change your life. You know, for me over this last year, I've had to dig really, really deep into myself to be able to deal with the circumstances that have come up. And I credit it for what's actually got me through those, and not just got me through it as in like, oh, I just managed to scrape through it. I've actually come through it in a more thriving way. And what I did was I did dig deep and say, okay, well, what things actually am I really good at creating, and what creative energy like lies within me? And by being able to tap into that, and some of that is like through the work that I do at this time for me, I love that. I'm also working on a really creative project that I keep talking about, but I hopefully will be able to announce now in the next couple of weeks. And that has been amazing for keeping me going. And interestingly, a friend of mine was talking to me the other day that her counselor was telling her because she's going through some difficulties, that she needed something to occupy herself. Not work, not family, not anything like that. She actually needed something creative to occupy herself, because it was from that place of creative space and creative energy that she was going to be busier, but in a calm way, going to feel occupied. But more importantly, she was going to bring out the creative force in her body and be able to deal with things that were going on for her. And when she said it to me, I thought, God, that's such a good idea. And her counselor was telling her that if you have any particular stressful event or, you know, something difficult that might be coming up that you're going through, tapping into the creative side is a really good way to do it. And I definitely am someone who can say I'm like, you know, I've seen the results of that personally. I've seen it, the results of that with clients over the years, but I've seen it personally now and understand how great that is. So we're going to look a lot at that in week three. And then in week four, we're going to put all of that together. So we're going to blend what your purpose is, the healing that you've experienced to this point in your life and what you've learned from that and how that has strengthened you and made you more resilient. And then bring in this beautiful creative energy to help you have a life that's fulfilled, as balanced as can be, because like we all are very busy. So like as balanced as it can be. And that hopefully after this month, something might just shift in you. It just might be an awareness. It might be an understanding. It might be a discovery you're going to make about yourself. But that when you get into those times of difficulty or stress, or that when you're about to embark on something really good and something that you want to achieve, that you know yourself and you know what your energy is and how using that energy in good and difficult situations is going to do to help you. And that's what this month is all about. This month is also going to be very gentle. You know, it's going to be a nice, we're not going to like be digging so deep. It's going to bring loads of stuff up to the surface. What I'm trying to do here is to look at like these aspects of yourself that you're forgetting about yourself. How often do we ask, who am I? How do, you know, who did I come here to be? We get those and probably are more reflective moments. And we definitely don't have reflective moments every day or every week. You know, they come generally when situations are stressful or something good has happened. And we sit and we think, God, that was great. Or God, that was shit. Whatever it is. So when we're looking at ourselves and discovering ourselves, because you may know yourself very well already, and you may find out more over the course of the next 4 weeks. So I'm really excited to take this path with you and support you along the way. And as I always say, if you need any help or anything does come up for you that feels a little bit overwhelming, always get in touch with me. And if I can't support you, you know, I can obviously list off other supports that may help you on your path. And yeah, I'm really excited. So enjoy the month and I look forward to connecting with you at our class. All the details are below. Also, just to say, every month when I send the readings, I give a particular date that I'm going to send them on. For last month and the month before, I was late on both of those dates because the membership is growing substantially, which is amazing. And I'm really grateful for that. But it's taken me a lot longer to do the reading. So I decided to myself, instead of setting a day, because generally when I set a day, I start, you know, 2 days before to do the readings, it's just taking me so much longer. So what I'm going to do is just send the readings out over the course of the month to you all. I'm not going to give you a date, but you will have them by the end of this month's topic, which is the 12th of November. You could have them next week, you could have them in 3 weeks, but you will get your reading at some point over the course of this month. And it just takes that pressure off me and it allows me to do a few, you know, every day if I need to. Because doing readings obviously is very energy taxing. And that's why I can't do like loads in a day, because my brain gets actually kind of sore nearly from it. So if you have a question that you'd like to ask this month, please do send it to me either by text or email or WhatsApp, and I can answer that specifically for you. So look, have a great month and I look forward to talking to you soon.